to Good News for Today. I'm Marty Sula, your host, President of American Church Services and Marty Sula Production. Our guest pastor for today is Pastor Corey Kuhnblatt of St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Sac City, Iowa. Pastor will be with us in just a moment after these brief words.
Guy and his cheap transmission fluid.
Seriously? My dealership just checked the brakes.
We all know how it can be to go to the wrong place for car repair.
I can't believe the check engine light is on again.
So don't risk it. Take your car to the experts at AAMCO. AAMCO.
People who know, come to AAMCO of Bristol Levittown. Make an appointment today for our air conditioning tune-up, including a system inspection, leak check, and dye test if needed for $129.95. Simply call 215-949-1400. Call today. Metro Diner, where the locals eat. Folks who know where to go year-round for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekly specials. They flocked to the Metro Diner that's been serving Lower Buck County since 2016. Metro Diner is located at 3630 Street Road in Bensalem. They're open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. Takeout orders can be made by calling 215-261-7080. The number again is 215-261-7080. So whether you're getting ready for a Phillies or Eagles game, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, join the crowd in fun at the Metro Diner. Metro Diner, where the locals eat.
In the name of Jesus, amen. COVID brought many challenges upon our communities and nations. The lack of social opportunities was challenging, but perhaps some of you were relieved in the lack of social interaction. The worldwide pandemic allowed some of us to avoid our neighbors that we don't have the fondest feelings toward. We have people that rub us the wrong way, and through the pandemic, perhaps you didn't have to see those people. We could escape from their drama. We could stay in our own little world, peering out of our windows, or just occasionally checking on those folks on social media. But now, as people are gathering together again, events are occurring, and we have to interact with those people. our neighbors with whom we have a history, some good, some bad. And in a small town like this, I can imagine that it is hard to hide. Everybody knows everybody, and that can bring challenges, for not all reunions are filled with joy. Some may flare into bits of anger as we have to deal with this person's politics or that person's rude comments. Friends in Christ, Jesus in our text for today calls us to repent of our anger and be reconciled to our brothers and sisters because he has reconciled us to himself by his death. You know, murder is first committed in the heart. This is one of the lessons that Jesus teaches us today. Murder is first committed in the heart. The fifth commandment out of the Ten Commandments would be arguably the easiest to follow, right? Thou shalt not murder. Easy, we have that one down pat. None of us have ended another human's life. That is exactly what the scribes and the Pharisees thought. They thought they were righteous because they had never broken the commandment. They had just taken the external action of the law, thou shalt not murder, and believed they had accomplished their own righteousness, believed that they had fulfilled the law completely. But dear children of God, in the midst of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus preaches this commandment and reveals how the commandment is not broken simply in the taking of another person's life, but every cause, root, and source of evil thoughts and feelings from which murder arises breaks the law. In our text for today, Jesus is speaking to the times when we are angry at our brother. As we hear later in the passage about bringing a gift to the altar, Jesus is directly talking about the divisions within the church that come from sins between Christians. When someone says something or doesn't say something and we are hurt, when we are gossiping and insulting our brother or sister in Christ, Christ calls us to repent. These sorts of divisions or grudges that come out of anger and rage within the church are devastating. And yet oftentimes our world will say that having broken relationships is no big deal. The world that we live in says the way that you talk to someone who disagrees with you is you talk over them. You talk at them. Not worrying to listen, but continuing to let your anger and rage come through in your discourse. In the world that we live in, there are many voices who claim authority over what is true. The Pharisee and the scribes were some of those voices in Jesus' day. And there are many voices in our day. The music we listen to, the books we read, the news we take in, the people we converse with. Many times they are all seeking to claim authority. Jesus' voice rings out today and says, I say to you. Jesus speaks with authority, for he is the one who gave the Ten Commandments, which we heard in the Old Testament reading for today. You see, Jesus demands purity of thought, purity of feeling, purity of action. Every Jew knew the law in the Old Testament, especially the Ten Commandments. But when Jesus preaches that law in our text for today, when he preaches on the fifth commandment, he reveals that the outward action of killing your brother is only but a symptom of the disordered heart. Jesus doesn't add a new law here, for the law is perfect on its own. He doesn't add to it. He is rather giving us a better prescription to see and hear and understand more clearly what the law is. God was never concerned only about outward behavior. Rather, God has always been concerned about the heart. And so, the fifth commandment, pierces our heart. For Jesus says that murder is first committed in the heart. Anger and rage murders your brother. As soon as we hear God's law preached in its clarity and truth, we like to put up our defenses. It's so easy to try and justify our anger. Sure, our thoughts might not be pure, but I am justified in my thinking. We convince ourselves that we are in the right for our outburst, our angry rant, our insults. Perhaps we were wronged or someone else slipped up. Our opponent is clearly on the losing side. Repent. Repent of your grudges. Repent of your ill will toward your brother or your sister and be reconciled. Allow those in the government, those judges, to handle whatever sort of civil punishments are necessary. Flee gossip. But here in the church, be reconciled. Grant forgiveness to your neighbor. Give them the charity that God gave you in Christ. We don't deserve to be reconciled to God. This passage teaches us the ultimate punishment for our sin. Jesus says, whoever says you fool will be liable to the hell of fire. Friends, our sin deserves eternal condemnation, the fire of hell. Our sinful thoughts often come forth into destructive words. We so often like to be the judge, looking to point out someone else's foolishness. But God is the judge. Our society has turned into a culture of anger, a place where venting on social media has become all too common. We must guard ourselves against being pulled into the angry frenzy of this world's court where there is no forgiveness. So often our anger is fed as we drink in the toxic news cycle or the latest gossip. Turn away from the anger, both within your own heart and the world, and listen to the words of Jesus. There are many churches that won't preach these words of Jesus. But there will be a separation of the righteous and the unrighteous on the last day. Hell is where there is no forgiveness, only retribution, judgment, and condemnation. There is no gracious Heavenly Father. Only a just judge. So turn to Christ. Turn to the mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus. He is our righteousness. You see, at the beginning of our text for today, Jesus talked about how our righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees. And friends in Christ, your righteousness does. Your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, for you have been united to the righteous one, Christ our Lord. You have been covered with his righteousness. And so go forth, remember the divisions among yourselves, and seek reconciliation. The divisions of long ago, the divisions of today, in the last year, the divisions of right now. Don't let the sun go down with bitterness or resentment toward your spouse or your loved one. Ask for forgiveness. Come to terms with those you are apart from. Quickly. Asking for forgiveness only takes a moment. And the peace it gives can be quite lasting. Did you catch that urgency in our Lord's words for reconciliation? How quickly our Lord encourages reconciliation. He even says to leave your gift at the altar. Put a hold on the public worship of God and the divine service. And go first be reconciled with your neighbor. May we heed these words in our life. All of us have relationships that are broken. Words are said, doors are slammed. Go quickly, Jesus says. Be reconciled. None of us know how long we will live. We should not put off reconciliation from day to day or even year to year. Be reconciled. If you deny grace and forgiveness to your neighbor, You are denying Christ. You can reconcile with your brother. You may build the bridge, extending the hand of fellowship once more, because Christ has reconciled you to God. It's never too late for forgiveness. For Christ went to the cross, bearing your sin, receiving the just punishment from the Father for your sin and mine. The wrath of God was poured out on him like the fire of hell, and he died for you, so you might be forgiven, so you might be reconciled. Jesus says, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. This righteousness is the righteousness of faith. It is the righteousness that God gives you in Christ. It is his perfect obedience. And we are given this righteousness freely, by grace, through faith. And so we may enter the kingdom of God. And if your conscience burdens you, if a particular spat with a loved one or a friend is on your mind, and you haven't had the opportunity for reconciliation, come, receive the forgiveness of Christ. Here on Sundays, of course, and really any time, call your pastor. We in the Lutheran Church also practice the rite of private confession and absolution. It's for those particular sins that weigh on your mind, that you might know that God has reconciled you to Christ Jesus. For he sought this reconciliation. This was his goal from the Garden of Eden all the way to your baptism, all the way to today, where he comes today, not in anger, where he comes not to judge or to throw people into prison, but he comes in grace. He comes in peace. He comes quickly to save you. He comes to stand in your place as the mediator. He comes to reconcile. Thanks be to God, for he has reconciled you to himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Come not in terrors as the King of
you have a problem at night going from one room to another in a dark hallway, stairways that could use illumination going up or down, or need a night light for any room, see your friends at Batteries Plus Bulbs and ask them about their new Mr. Beams Step deck light that lights up when anyone comes within a few feet of the sensitive bright LED light fixture that fits anywhere, offering a bright light to your darkened path. It can be used indoors or outdoors, is battery operated, fits in the palm of your hand, and it even lasts up to 20 years. Call Ted and the pros at Batteries Plus Bulbs for your personal cell phone, iPhone, or domestic electrical or other energy needs. Their number is 267-583-3090. The number again is 267-583-3090. They're in the Fairless Hill Shopping Center, corner of Route 1 and Oxford Valley Road. Their hours are Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So stop in today and walk in the light and not in the dark.
Save your gambling for the casino. You might win, but you could lose your shirt. When it comes to insurance, go for the safe bet. Your neighborhood State Farm agent. In Philadelphia, that's Mark Ziegler, who can bundle your car and home insurance to save you money. Up to 20%. Call Mark for an appointment today. 215-753-1501. You'll be a winner with friendly personal service and a plan that fits your needs. With all available discounts, don't gamble on protecting your greatest assets. Call your Philadelphia State Farm agent, Mark Ziegler, today. 215-753-1501. You'll be glad you did.
I'm a U.S. Army chaplain who knows how difficult it is to open a Bible and read it in the field. But the Military Bible Seek makes it easy to listen to the Word of God everywhere, even when I'm serving on deployments.
Military Bible Stick. What is it? The audio Word of God in a digital device, small enough to be used anywhere and tough enough for even the battlefield. See for yourself. Visit militarybiblestick.com. One brave warrior recently told us,
"When I'm unable to read my Bible in the field, I can use the Bible Stick to get my fill of God's Word. It lifts me up in hard times."
Hard times. Our men and women in uniform know a lot about hard times. They face difficulty, loneliness, and danger day after day. Strengthen, encourage, and carry them through with the gift of God's Word. Learn more at militarybiblestick.com.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all in seasons of distress and grief. My soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return. Sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer. The joys I feel, the bliss I share, of those whose anxious spirits burn with strong desires for thy return. With such I hasten to the place where God my Savior shows his face, and gladly take my station. sweet hour of prayer and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer.
Our Bible verse for today is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Good news for today has been brought to you by American Church Services and Marty Sula Productions. This is Marty Sula. Thank you very much again for listening. See you next week, same time, same station.